This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's June 6th, episode 929, brought to you today by our friends over at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, I'm going to play something a little different to open the show this morning, not the usual Friday opener. This is put together by Kid Blink Productions, and it's called California Chrome, A State of Mind. Have you heard this yet?
No.
All right. These are little kids. Keep that in mind.
So, after winning the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes, and Belmont Stakes, those 11 horses won the Triple Crown.
Oh, wow. That was a cool story.
What was your favorite part of the story?
When Gallant Fox won the Kentucky Derby in a pouring rain.
And how they said Lilloway's tail was hungered by God.
Now Secretariat crushed the competition, winning by 31 lengths at Belmont.
Wow, you guys were really listening.
And how there have only been 11 horses in the entire history of sport to win the Triple Crown.
It's about to be 12.
Why, whatever do you mean?
Saddle up, people. This ain't the Wild West. It's a state.
And Chrome is a state of mind.
Then turn it up.
Life of luxury, you're chroming on the daily. It's like dropping bits of shredder chrome on top of all my calories.
Then people put their chrome bodies like jewelry and cars.
She look
inside my backpack, see I only deal in bars.
Chrome me is my homie, you don't know him, you don't know me.
On the precipice of uber fame, he is the one and only.
He killed it in Kentucky, was a Preakness in the Preakness.
With one more win, he'll rise to fame and make it a three-peatness.
I got chrome on my teeth and I got chrome on my brain. So when the triple crown, you will all.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I have to see whatever video. There's a video that goes with that?
Yeah, there's a video, and I actually have a little pony with a big Western saddle. The Western saddle's almost bigger than the pony. And I gather it's actually one of the kids' ponies, because at the end there he says, that's all I could afford. That they were referencing this little pink pony that the kid has. It's funny.
I got chrome on my teeth and I got chrome on my brain, and when it wins the Triple Crown, you will all know his name. I love that. I wish that could be my ringtone. I'm going to make that happen. That's awesome.
That was very well done. It was very well done. It was done by a company called Kid Blink Productions, and it was actually put out by America's Best Racing, the website America's Best Racing, so good for them.
That was great. That was great. I was not expecting that. I was like, little kids at the beginning. And they're like, yeah. That was awesome. That was awesome. Well, hey, I got to let you know about something else not so awesome yet kind of awesome that happened to me yesterday, Glenn. Oh, my gosh. So Chad's commander, okay, his boss, is going out of town and asked us if we would dog sit for him, okay? And he has, his name is Phil, and he's a white lab, and he is his commander's baby. Like, everybody knows Phil. Phil goes to the office sometimes. Phil is, like, the chillest Labrador you've ever met. Like, I actually was like, will he be okay with the chickens? And he was like, well, he might be afraid of them. Like, is he going to want to swim? And he's like, he doesn't like to swim. He doesn't like to leave the top stuff. Like, this is, like, a big old, like, sofa cushion of a dog, okay? He's laying in my office right now. I kind of ruined the end of the story there. But it's okay because it has a happy ending. But, my God. Yesterday, the gates are open on Flyver Farm because the horses go from pasture to pasture. And, you know, I don't keep the whole place on lockdown. Boomer and Zenyatta don't go anywhere. And, you know, I had said to Chad's commander, his name is Fang, is what everybody calls him, Fang. So I said, Fang, is he going to run away? You know, he was like, no, he won't go anywhere. So yesterday I go out to see, I get the dog yesterday afternoon. And he has no collar on him. And I'm like, Fang, you have to have a collar. Can you bring the collar over? He's like, yeah, I'll drop it off later. I'll put it in the mailbox. He's like, I got to catch a plane, so I'll do my best. I'm like, Fang, you left me with your dog that is, like, as precious to you as in the world, right? It's like Fang has one son, and it's like, I think they're kind of level. Phil might be a little higher than the son. Like, that's how much this dude loves this dog. I go outside, and I start feeding the horses. And Phil's gone. He's gone.
Oh, no. He left town.
He is nowhere to be found. And it was funny because he was kind of scared of the chickens, and I felt like one of the chickens might have chased him away. So I was like, oh, he'll come back around the house. Never did. Chad gets home. I'm like, oh, my God, Chad, I can't find Phil. He was like, what do you mean? Phil doesn't go anywhere. Phil's being cushion, you know? And I'm like, Phil's gone. So Chad gets in the car and starts driving around. I get on our gator, and I'm driving around everywhere. It's like 110 degrees, and this is like a 200-pound lab, and he's not in the best shape in the world, and he's kind of old. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to kill your commander's dog. He's probably dead somewhere already. Like, this is a disaster. So
Chad
for an
saw
hour,
his career flashing before his eyes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this is bad, and I was like, I mean, the swear words that came out of my mouth, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And, of course, we have a baby, too. So, like, I stayed home with the baby, and I put Lucas on the gator, and we drove around the gator, and Chad got in the car, and he's driving around, and he went everywhere. And after 2 hours, Phil's gone. I mean, I can't find Phil anywhere. So Chad keeps driving. I mean, because this is it. Like, this is the end of life. I'd actually posted a photo yesterday of, oh, this is Phil. We're dog sitting. And everybody's
that,
like, that's everybody's like, that's the coolest dog in the world. So now everybody knows that if Phil's gone, I'm the a-hole who lost the commander's baby, okay? Chad's boss's dog is a disaster. So I get on, I come in while Chad's driving around. This is like 2 hours, okay? I come in, I get on Craigslist because it's the first place, like, people go sometimes, Craigslist, looking for lost dogs. Nothing. Phil is nowhere to be found. So I'm about to post an ad on Craigslist, and I remember that there's a Facebook page for my little neighborhood. This little equestrian community. Well, it's a little agricultural community I live in, really. And so I look on there to see if it's Waddell. So it's called the Waddell Rag or something stupid. I'm not a member of it. But I click on it to see if anybody has seen a dog. And the first picture that comes up is it's this white lab. It's Phil. And somebody's like, just found this dog at the corner of Citrus and Maryland. And so we're looking for the owner. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I called Chad. I'm like, oh, my God, I found Phil. They were like, we're going to bring Phil over. Guess where they found Phil? In my freaking driveway.
What?
They saw Phil in my driveway and picked him up in my driveway. He didn't leave the property. They thought he was a lost dog, and there's, like, they stopped and they saw him in my driveway and they were like, oh my God, a lost dog. And they grabbed Phil and they take him away for 2 hours. I'm freaking out and Phil was in my driveway. She drove back in. She was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Because when I saw the ad, I'm like, I live at the corner of Citrus and Maryland. And they're like, we found him at the corner of Citrus and Maryland. I'm like, that's my house. So really, I mean, was he
now,
in the road?
Do,
and she was like,
who would do that? If you see a dog in somebody's driveway, I automatically assume the dog lives there.
Well, the fence doesn't go all the way out there, and the gate was open, so he just wandered down the driveway and was sitting at the end of the driveway, like, not in the road, nothing. He was just sitting in the driveway. And she's like, he didn't have a collar on. And I'm like, I know, it's in the mailbox. Why would it be? So this poor girl, she's probably like 19 or 20, okay? She grabs Phil. She takes him to the vet to see if he's got a microchip.
What?
She then goes to the local CVS. I don't live near anything, so she goes pretty far. She goes to the CVS, buys a bunch of poster board, because Phil is a very, he's not an outdoor-looking dog, okay? Like, she's like, somebody is really missing him. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. We're looking for him. You stole him out of my yard. she goes and she makes signs. She's got 20 signs. Found dog, white lab, on her phone number. She gives me the dog and she gives me all the signs. And she's like, oh, by the way, he is microchipped, but it's not registered. Here's the microchip number and here's who you need to call to get it registered. I was like, wow. How long have you had this dog? It was like an hour and 45 minutes from start to finish.
That's overly conscientious, in my opinion. That's gone way beyond.
It was super sweet, but oh my God.
But he was in your driveway.
I know. I have a long driveway. I get it. But, like, it's not that long. Like, I could see the road. I could see Phil if he was in my driveway, you know. So she's like, yeah, it was awesome. Good times, good times.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Well, we have a good show planned for you today. We have a couple of guests. We're going to be making our first trek out to Woodbine Racetrack and a little behind the scenes at Woodbine. We have a guest that is coming up that's been buying up a lot of the equestrian publications. We're going to find out why that's going on and also really bad ads later in the show. But first, we have to go to our daily winning. Well, my daily Winnie is acknowledging, actually doesn't go out to anyone in particular, it's acknowledging the 70th anniversary of D-Day is today, and to all that fought and lost their lives D-Day in World War II, we salute you today, and I know that the entire world is watching what is going on over there. There's all kinds of festivities and things. General Omar Bradley said after D-Day, every man who set foot on Omaha Beach that day was a hero, and that is the truth. So we are definitely thinking about everybody, and the very few, actually, that are left now that fought at D-Day. They're all in their mid to late 90s, those that are left, but there are some left, and there are some that made the trip for the festivities over there. So our thoughts to them. Do you have a daily win?
I do. Well, they drew the post positions for the Belmont, and, you know, I saw that he drew post position number 2, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I actually saw this online, that did you know that every single post position that California Chrome has had been the exact same post position that Secretariat had?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
It gave me goosebumps, you know. I just to know that and to be, it's just so historical. I just think it's so cool. And then I did see a post by Patty, owner of Mucho Macho Man, and she's like, "Did you know that California Chrome has finished the exact same place in both races as Secretariat?" Like, took me a second. Like, you just try to be fun. Like, everything in the world, like, yesterday was, like, California Chrome jogs in the rain. California Chrome goes to the gate. California Chrome. You know, it's so, I mean, I love being mired in all this news because you never know how much longer, you know, we only have a couple more days of following every moment of this horse's existence. But really, really cool that he shared so much with Secretariat. I think it's a good sign. It's a good sign.
And he's going to have some California weather because it's supposed to be 82 degrees sunny with 0% chance of rain. Perfect.
Are you serious?
California 0%? Weather in New York. 0%. So I think he's gonna have some very comfortable temperatures that he's been used to in California.
So we have post position 5. I found it post position 3 in the Preakness and post position 2 in the Belmont Stakes. Ugh. And actually, there was an article on the Blood Horse, and I thought it was going to be one thing, but it turned out to be another. So it says Baffert, key to Chrome's crown hopes. And I was like, oh, what is this jerk face? Because we watched the movie 50-1, and Bob Baffert in the movie 50-1 came out to be like the biggest a-hole on the planet.
Yeah, he wasn't
I was
a
like,
nice
oh.
guy.
No, and I'm like, oh, Bob Baffert's probably like bad-mouthing California Chrome, how to break his hopes. Well, it actually turns out he's like, this horse is absolutely amazing. If he just breaks out of the gate well, then he's going to be amazing. This is his quote. I think he's a great horse. It doesn't matter if there are 14 or 6 horses in the race. He needs to break clean. Once he breaks clean, you could run 20 horses there, and he's going to be in front of them all, so he's not going to have any problem. He'll lead them all the way around. I was like, oh, Bob, making some nice comments. Maybe you'll learn from 50-1, okay? Maybe you'll learn from the movie to not be an a-hole all the time. But I was surprised. I thought it was going to be something negative, and he's actually a huge fan.
Well, let's do this. Let's continue our racing talk. We are excited that over the summer we're going to be doing a series we're calling Behind the Scenes at Woodbine, and it's all about what goes on behind the scenes at a racetrack.
So cool. I
know. This is going to be really neat. We're going to have all different types of guests on from all parts of the racetrack. We're going to hear about the things that happen that we don't see when we go to the racetrack. So we're very excited about that. We have Dawn from Woodbine Racetrack on with us this morning, and she's going to help us out just learning a little bit about the racetrack, kind of an intro here today. So good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good, and we're so excited to be doing this series. It's Woodbine Racetrack in Toronto, Canada, and we have a lot of listeners in Canada, so we're excited that you're with us today.
Yeah, it's a whole other country, which is kind of strange because we just sort of feel like the whole biggest same landmass as you guys. So I'll be an honorary American for the morning, but fly my Canadian colors as well.
Well, you're our nice neighbors. So
well, thank you. We're very pleasant. You should come visit.
Dawn, let me ask you first, before we get into Woodbine, we're just talking, of course, about, and how can we not, about California Chrome. Are people that are in the racing world as excited about this as us non-racing people?
Yes, 100 times more. So, it's kind of a letdown when it doesn't happen. You know, you get to the last dance and your partner leaves early sort of thing. But he really looks like the real deal this year. California Chrome has not taken any missteps on his journey. And he looks so good, like physically. If you look at him, he's holding his weight really well. He's a big, strong colt. And I like that about him. It's kind of a grueling journey, these three races in very short time span. That's why it's so hard to win. But you know what, guys? If it wasn't hard to win, who would care? If you had a Triple Crown winner every year, it'd be like, boring. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like watching the Miami Heat win basketball. I mean, who cares after a while?
Does the attention and the popularity to racing that happens once a year, and we've had this opportunity to have Triple Crowns winners before, does it affect attendance at the other tracks? Does it help?
Oh, huge. Oh, the spillover is massive. Like, at Woodbine tomorrow, we expect just an unbelievable crowd, and it just becomes the talk of everybody, you know, the water cooler talk, which is really neat. Even, you know, the sports shows where horse racing definitely takes like a tenth seat to everything else. It's one of the top stories right now. So, yes, we're very excited. It's excellent cross promotion. And, oh, boy, I hope he wins this year. I'm really rooting him home, as is everybody, I think.
Now, do you guys set up big jumbotrons tomorrow and have special parties, or what do you do?
Well, every day is a special party at Woodbine. I mean, it's just a really fun place to be. I mean, it's a racetrack. Come on, there's no steeple on the roof. But no, we don't. We have our three big screens in the infield already, and we've got tons of TV places, lots of little nooks and crannies, and big wide open spaces for people to watch. We're more than ready to accommodate the big crowds, and it is going to be a real party with just tons of people and lots of on-track specials too.
Well, tell us about Woodbine. People in the United States, especially if they're not from New England or not that way, may have never heard of Woodbine. So, give us the rundown.
Well, it's one of the premier tracks in North America. It really holds its own, after the New York circuit with Aqueduct and Belmont and Saratoga, and then, of course, California with Santa Anita and Del Mar. It's one of those places that we don't have year-round racing because, let's face it, in January, you wouldn't want to be racing here. It's just not pretty. But we do go right from April until about December the 7th this year, I believe it is. So it encompasses a lot of different weather situations. We have a wonderful track and a fantastic track crew that take care of it. We get a lot of really nice horses and jockeys and trainers that come up here because we have some premier stake races. We've got the Queen's Plate, which is, of course, our big three-year-old race, much like the Kentucky Derby is. That's our big race. And that's coming up in not long, actually, the first week of July, so we're looking forward to that. We get a lot of European shippers because we have a turf course. We run on the grass, and the turf course is a mile and a half, and it is actually situated on the outside of the other tracks, whereas most tracks in North America put their turf course on the inside.
Yeah,
of the track,
in the middle.
So the turns are very tight, but we have big, it is a mile and a half in circumference. So it's a really cool course. And that's why the Europeans like to come here and run on it, because it very much mimics their own situation that they run on in Europe.
Now, you also are a track that is unique in that you can do thoroughbred and standardbred racing. You could even do them on the same day if you wanted to.
Yeah, we could, exactly. Yeah, so at Woodbine, there's the standardbred track, which is a 7/8 mile in circumference, and that's situated on the inside, and the track where the thoroughbreds run on is on a poly track, which is an artificial surface, drains very well, and it's very kind to the horses, and that's on the outside. That rings the standardbred track, and then, of course, outside of that is the turf course.
Huh, interesting.
It's a huge place. It's big, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would have to. I can't wait to see it at some point. Now, it's been around since the 50s?
It's been around for a very long time. We have a really neat, actually, if you come in the grandstand from the east entrance, we have our Hall of Fame, and it takes you through the history of the different tracks that have been around in Ontario, up to and including our present-day Woodbine, which is, it's really neat to step back and see what it was like before. Secretariat finished his career at Woodbine. There's so much history that it really is worth it. If you are ever at Woodbine, you have to go down and visit the Hall of Fame because they've done a great job with it.
And you actually do have the Canadian Racing Hall of Fame there, right? Is that
yes, that's
what it
exactly,
is?
Yep. Yes, that is what it is. Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, I read that you guys actually hosted the Breeders' Cup back in 1996.
The Breeders' Cup is a little bit more recent, but it was, it's one of those things that's funny because you don't get it all that often. And now with us having that artificial racing surface, it would be tough to get it again, but it's such a special thing to have. And when you get world-class attention like what came to Woodbine for that, it just really puts you on the map. And the fact that we were able to host that without a hitch, that was pre my days, of course, but everybody involved with that did just an absolutely tremendous job. So they even, I guess they spray-painted the harness track on the inside to make it look green, because so it would look better on television. That's how far they go. There's no end to what they'll do to make it look like an awesome product.
Now, we're excited. We're going to be doing a series with you over the summertime here where we're going to be learning about the behind the scenes of racetrack. And I think people don't realize, when we started looking at all the possibilities for the different guests that we could have on from behind the scenes, from everything from, the crazy guys that get in with the horses and the gates and, the behind the scenes at the barns.
They're a little crazy,
and,
it's true. You pass
yeah,
them
I mean,
right
they're
there,
nuts.
They're crazy.
I
they're
see
great.
Those horses jumping around and those guys are in there with them, and I'm going, that's just nuts.
Yeah, they're a little crazy. They're awesome yep. guys, though. They really are. And they care so much. They take care of the jockeys, and they really try to take care of the horses. They are amazing, the gate crew.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to a bunch of different people. You know, there's the timers, there's the starters, there's the people that schedule the races. There's just so much that goes on that we don't see when we go to the track.
Yes, there's a cast of characters in the thousands. It takes a lot to put on a professional production, which is what we do. I'm part of the broadcasting department. I'm one of the on-air handicappers, television analysts. So when you come to the track, you get an opportunity to see myself and Jeff Bratt. We do the daily show, and we also have Jim Bannon, who joins us on the weekends. And we try to discuss the races for you and, you know, hopefully give you some suggestions so you can make a few bets and make a little money while you're there.
Okay, well, now that you've said that, see, I didn't realize that, Dawn. So now that you've said that, what should I bet for the trifecta tomorrow? I know I got California Chrome in first, but the next two. So what am I betting?
Well, I love California Chrome, and I really, I have to put him in first. Just, you know, he's doing so well, so we have to go with him. Another horse I quite like is Wicked Strong. Wicked Strong's coming into this race in good order. You know, he's been freshened since he was in the Kentucky Derby, which just means he hasn't run since then, so he'll be fresh coming into it. And Commanding Curve's another one. Commanding Curve had a good effort. He's the one that finished second to California Chrome in the Kentucky Derby. So he's a nice, big, strong colt, too. I like the way he's been working. So those two maybe. Some people are talking about Samrat, which I'm not sure. I've seen him, and I thought he's lost a little bit of weight. But that's, I'd have to see him again tomorrow and just take a look at him on post-parade and see exactly what he looks like.
Okay, now what I predicted on Wednesday, we did a special Belmont show on Wednesday, and this is what I had. I had California Chrome, Commanding Curve, and Wicked Strong. So
see, great minds think alike. Nice.
I'm impressed
with myself. Well, now I'm changing my
pick because
now after you put your $1,000 triactor down, it's not going to pay anything, so I'm going to have to change.
How about my $2 bet? What are you talking
about? Yeah, your $2 bet, yeah. In Canada, we call them triactors, but you'd be more, trifecta would be what you call
them. Yeah, well, mine won't be $1,000.
Come on, spend a little. You got to spend a little and make a little.
What's the website for Woodbine?
WoodbineEntertainment.com or WoodbineRacetrack.com. That will take you to the same site.
All right. We're looking forward to having the next guest on and really making our way around the backside of your track over the next couple of months.
Thanks, Glenn. It was awesome talking to you. And you guys do have to come up and visit. It's a great place.
Thank you, Dawn. Woodbine Racetrack, Toronto, Canada. You in, Jamie? Well, let's go.
I'm in. Let's
we can make the party for tomorrow, right, to watch the race. We could be there. Donald, she's betting for. She said she'd put $1,000 down for us. That's what I heard her say. Didn't you hear her say that?
And I think I heard her say that if for some reason we owe her $1,000 at the end of it, not to worry about it.
Oh, good. Yeah, boy, I missed that part. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Dawn's such
she's
a
awesome.
Nice lady.
Yeah. I'm glad she's on hold and she can't talk back.
Behind the scenes at Woodbine, coming up all summer long. Now we're going to take a break for our title sponsor today is Kentucky Performance Products, and we're coming back with Bobby Genovese after that to learn what's happening in his world. We'll be right back. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
If you've ever had a horse with diarrhea, you know what a frustrating problem it can be. Finding an ingredient that works to dry up the diarrhea becomes a high priority. It turns out that researchers have found one, a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii. It has been proven to improve and halt episodes of diarrhea. It supplies specific nutrients to the lining of the small and large intestines, and these nutrients promote healing of irritated tissues. It also supports improved starch and sugar digestion in the small intestine, reducing the opportunity for imbalances to occur in the hindgut. Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products, contains Saccharomyces boulardii, along with a blend of fermentation solubles and stomach buffers. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of any age that are suffering from diarrhea. It also supports a healthy digestive tract in horses at risk for gastric or colonic ulcers, such as performance horses or any horse that is constantly on the go and exposed to stressful situations. For best results, Nalox Advanced should be fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. You can find them also on Facebook. You'll see them. You just search for Kentucky Performance Products. And we are excited to have our next guest with us. You know, it's a name that I didn't know before, but we follow all the news that comes out. Jamie and I and Jennifer, we read every news story that says the word horse in it from around the world almost every day because of the show here. So we keep coming across this name, and it's BG Capital Group, and the guy who runs it, his name is Bobby Genovese. And they recently made some acquisitions and bought some things in the magazine world, and we were like, okay, we got to find out who this guy is and where his interest in the horse world comes in. So good morning, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Now, so I got to ask you before we get started, because we're all race fans here this week, do you have the same picks that I had with Dawn there? I know you were listening in. Do we got California Chrome first, of course?
It's going to be an amazing, exciting race, but I think you have to go with California Chrome. It's going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, I got my $2 bet. She wanted me to bet $1,000 on the trifecta, but I think I'm still sticking to my $2, to be honest. Get that confident. Well, Bobby, now tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know what? A Canadian based out of the Bahamas who has a tremendous amount of investments here in the state of Florida, and particularly in the last 2 years, have genuinely fallen in love with Marion County. And
subsequently, where we live, by the way, that's Ocala area. Yep.
It is. And, you know, when I came in, there was just so many opportunities here. We've slowly been picking them off and renovating them and bringing them back to their once famed glory.
Have you always been a horse guy?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm in northern Ontario and have shoveled more stalls and baled more hay than any one young man should have to do. from there, taught riding for a few years, got introduced to the game of polo, and of course being Canadian and having played a lot of hockey. In fact, I used to look like Brad Pitt before hockey. got involved with polo, and polo just came very, very easily for me, and subsequently traveled the world over the next 12 years playing polo, and won the Canadian Open, won a lot of other prestigious tournaments around the world, and subsequently my children are now getting involved.
Well, that's cool, and I know that it's interesting because of the Florida connection there. You would have played polo in Wellington because all polo players end up in Wellington at one point or another. Why did you pick Ocala, which is north of Orlando, about 3 or 4 hours north of where Wellington is? Why did you pick that instead of going and doing the Wellington thing as far as investing is
concerned? I did do the Wellington thing for years and years and actually played out of both Boca Raton and Wellington. But when I decided that I really wanted the kids to experience what I did growing up on a farm and having chores and looking after the horses and doing all the things I needed to do, I wanted a large tract of land. And was on the internet and came across a couple of incredible farms here in Marion County and was lucky enough to move in and close on one of them.
Yeah, you won't find those in Wellington. Not for less than about $100 million. So.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Well, now, so you got into the property business and you're now a neighbor of ours here. We're located in Ocala. So you're a neighbor of ours here, and then you started getting into the publishing business a little bit by buying up some magazines, local ones, and all are related to PECS in some way or another.
Yeah, what ended up happening is I ended up spending more and more time up here, and a local magazine approached me about doing an interview, and when I did the interview, I thought, you know what, this would be great to have in the stable of companies, so I ended up orchestrating a deal to buy 50% of the magazine, and then through that, another magazine, Horse and Pet, approached me and ended up buying 50% of that, and then while I was here in Ocala, Silver Springs, which, you know, there's nobody that didn't grow up knowing Silver Springs State Park, was in need of a concessionaire operator to sort of come in and revitalize and re-energize the park. And I thought, you know, what an incredible opportunity to be able to give back to the community. So we wrote a proposal and ended up winning the contract to now manage Silver Springs, including the glass bottom boats, and we've introduced canoeing and kayaking and now mountain biking and hiking and soon to be horseback riding in the park, which is going to be amazing. Get ready. It's going to be amazing.
Now, will this be a horse riding concession, or will we be able to bring our own horses over? Just curious.
You know what? Both. We just want to get more horses back into Marion County, and we'll do whatever we can to facilitate that.
Well, let's, for those, Jennifer's very excited. For those that live outside of Florida here and outside of Ocala, Silver Springs State Park's been around forever. They have the glass bottom boats where you can look at the alligators and everything. And it ran into some hard times and really started getting a little bit run down. They have concerts there. And then the state took it over, right? Isn't that what the order of events was? And then they were looking for a concessionaire, and that's where you came into the picture.
Well, absolutely. And knowing that we needed to bring people back to the park, we've developed a concert series, and our very first concert was with Willie Nelson, which brought back somewhere between 8,000 and 12,000 people back into the park.
Wow.
The very first concert. So it was an amazing success. And through that, the Ocala Entertainment Complex became available. So we thought, well, why don't we buy that with the idea of creating an event center for all of the different shows that moves through the state of Florida. It would be nice to be able to provide them a venue to do those shows. And then, of course, that led into the purchase of 50% of Cowboys, which is our new upscale Western saloon, bar, line dancing, all-around horse fun. And it's just been rolling and rolling and rolling.
Well, that is great. I'm so excited because that side of town, if Silver Spring had went away and just had been let to run down, that side of town would have really been hurt by it. They're on the Ocala National Forest side. And I'm just so excited that you stepped in because it really needed that shot in the arm.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm excited for all of your listeners and especially you guys as well to come out and really see the renovation that we've done. And in the paper yesterday, I don't know if you've read, but we've now taken over Wild Waters as well, which is the water slide amusement park there at the springs, and we're now revitalizing that. And in fact, our opening is next week, and that's going to be spectacular.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's so exciting. We're locally excited about it, but look, a lot of horse people that are listening to this show come in every winter and come into Ocala, and they're going to be able to enjoy all of that as well. So that's very cool.
Well, thank you, and we enjoy anybody that wants to go for a trail ride on the Greenway or attend one of our horse shows. You can certainly just go to our BG Equestrian Resort and see all of the things that we're doing. And we're just very excited to be part of the Marion County horse world.
Now, is there going to be a polo field over there by the park as well soon?
Funny you should say that. It's already built. We've already created the Ocala.
Really?
Absolutely. The BG Ocala Polo Team. We're just putting some different teams together, and we'll shortly be playing the villages and having competitions back and forth with their teams, and it's going to be outstanding.
Oh, wow. Nice, Glenn. Glenn, you're finally going to learn polo, buddy.
I know.
This is your time.
I need to learn polo now.
Get ready. Awesome. Get ready.
I'll tell you what. If you have a celebrity match for people who can barely ride and play, that I'll be there. Okay? So I'll be there. Sign up for that one.
Looking forward to having you come out and take a few polo lessons. It's so much fun.
There you go.
Well, Bobby,
oh my gosh. Awesome.
Dude, Jennifer, I know, has done polo lessons. She had a blast. She had a blast doing it. I'd be worried about my horse, personally. I'm so uncoordinated. I'm a driver, too. See, I'm not a rider. I'm a driver, and it's very difficult to play while you're riding in a cart. Bobby, this has been great. It's so good to get to meet you, and thank you for everything you're doing for Ocala here. We as locals certainly appreciate it.
Well, looking forward to meeting you all personally, and genuinely, I'd love to have you guys come out for some polo lessons, and feel free to buy the resort anytime.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. What's the website again? Just give it one more time.
It's bgsignatureproperties.com, and then just click on BG Ocala Resort and Equestrian Resort, and it's all right there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is very exciting. Actually, I didn't know all that was going on over there. I didn't know who had taken over Silver Springs. And people who have come through Florida for the past, I remember when I was a kid, we made a trip to Florida with the family in the van with four boys, and we took the trip from Pennsylvania, and one of the places we stopped at was Silver Springs on our way through Florida.
No kidding.
Yep. And it had gotten run down, and it was being ill-managed, and it was losing money like crazy. So, and it is kind of neat. You get to do the glass-bottom boats and the whole thing over there. They had a whole park set up, but I'm glad he's – it sounds like the kind of guy that's going to take it over and do it right. So.
Hi, Lukey.
Somebody else is very happy about it.
He's thrilled. He's really excited about the glass-bottom boat. You know what? He's actually, in baby talk, he's actually saying, I got chrome on my teeth. I got chrome on my brain.
Let's do this. Right. Let's take a break for our song. Let's hear another song dedicated to California Chrome.
Yay!
You requested that we play it again, right?
I did. We have to play it. It's going to have to change after Saturday. So let's do it. Get it while we can.
All right, sounds good. We're going to do that. We're bring it on home, Chrome, by Templeton Thompson, right after Equestrian Collection.
Well, hello, everybody. Coach Jen here from Horse Radio Network, and I am here with Debbie from Equestrian Collections, and she is here with the EquestrianCollections.com Product of the Week. Take it away, Debbie.
Hi, Jen, and thanks for letting me have the opportunity to tell your listeners about a new tall boot that is different and really, really great. The Tough Rider Wellesley Tall Boots. The reason that these are so great is that leather is, when you hear butter soft, this is butter soft. I mean, when you stand them up, they flop over because they're so soft and so, they're just, I just can't even hardly describe how comfortable these are and how they fit to your leg. They really do. And to top it all off, the footbed actually has support.
Yay!
So, yeah, so you can actually walk in these things. So they're really quite different. They, because of the very soft, buttery leather, it adheres to your leg, like almost like you don't have a boot on. And you can walk in it because they actually have good support in the foot. They come in a lot of different sizes, and we do have the size chart up there. Some of be careful with the width, because they come in slim, regular, and wide calf. So there's a lot of different sizes that can go for a lot of different people with this boot. And when you get one and you get it on, it just makes your leg look taller, makes your leg look slender. It's just so soft and comfortable.
These are a really pretty, elegant design. They've got a punched toe cap. even though they are a dress boot, not a field boot, and they've mm-hmm. got the they've got the spur rests that are on either side of the full length, the zipper in the back. Mm-hmm. No unsightly elastic to look funky, and they've mm-hmm. got the nice big heavy duty snap at the top, so the zipper tab stays flat where it belongs. And then I really like the really cute little detail at the top of the boot where the that little flap of leather would normally go, and it's just got a cute little swirly detail up there. So they're very classy, but still formal. They're not too awfully sporty. So you could be wearing these in formal classes as well as informal and every day at that price point. Let's hear it for $400 boots that only cost $251.95. So go to equestriancollections.com today, and you can search in the search bar Tough Rider, all one word, Wellesley Tall Boots. And Wellesley is spelled a little bit wonky. It's Wellesley. But I'm sure if you just put in their Tough Rider Tall Boot, you're going to get a big long list, and the Wellesley will be on that list. So worry not.
Well, that was Templeton Thompson. You like it? You still like it?
Yeah. Well, it's going to have to change. He brought it on home, Chrome. That's going to be Monday's song. I'll watch out. He brought it home, Chrome.
You think she's just going to dub that in? So it'll be like, you know, when you see a text with the word crossed out and the new one put over top. You think that's what she's going to do? She'll just dub that word in?
Might as well.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their great products at kppusa.com. Hey, something's been happening in England the last couple of days, and if you remember right back to the Burley horse trials, which happened a little while ago, the winner was Jock Padgett, who was out of Australia, and Kevin McNabb, and they were found later to have drugged their horses, and their titles were taken away and all of that, and they wanted to fight it. So the FEI tribunal hearing actually has been happening over the last 2 days. They testified for almost 20 hours now, and they're expecting the tribunal to give results within 4 to 6 weeks, they're saying. Will return with a final decision about whether they should have lost their titles and their money, more importantly. So we're going to hear about that, but that has been happening over the past couple of days over in England. So that's what's going on there. Quick update. I don't know what to think about that.
The tribunal sounds pretty, almost archaic. Like, like where the drums and like
it sounds like the guillotine is waiting outside is what it sounds like.
Right.
So yeah, we'll find out more about that very shortly. And of course, Horse and Hound has been all over that, and you can find out more by just searching for Horse and Hound in the UK. What was the other story I wanted to mention to you that I thought was interesting, and I totally have forgotten what it is now.
Did you see on horsenation.com you can take a quiz? It's a BuzzFeed quiz called What Kind of Horse Are You?
Oh, no, I didn't
and,
see that.
Yeah, so go to horsenation.com and take the quiz, and I'll tell you, it's like how do you flip your hair, pick your favorite bale of hay, like we're talking, it's really random. But I would like to tell you that I am kind of a big deal because I am a mini horse. I'm small and cuddly. It says you're small and cuddly. You make the best companion out of all the horses. Due to your short stature, you're great with kids and surprisingly sporty. People may underestimate your talents, but your good-naturedness and keen intelligence makes you the perfect fit for almost any job. However, a career in the nonprofit sector is where you would probably excel the most. I'm in the wrong job. I got to quit.
No, you're in the right job. You don't make any money working here, so it's perfect.
Oh, you're right. This is nonprofit. Shoot, they nailed me. BuzzFeed, my mini horse double-barreled the system here. So I think we need to get to really bad ads, Glenn.
Well, wait a minute. You missed the joke when I got cut off. Because you were cute. It said you were cute and cuddly, and I added unrideable. It's perfect. Yeah. They were right.
I heard you, but I was thinking that I'm small and cuddly and sporty. So really, who knows? I will buck you off, though. That sounds too dirty. We need to move on.
Move on.
So check this out. Let's do really bad ads because I have turned out the baby. Does that make sense? I have turned him out. He's in the yard.
Outside.
He's outside. I can see him through the window. He's happily munching on some chips. So.
He's happily munching on some grass.
Exactly. He's turned out. He's eating organic. Organic crunching crackers. They're the shape of Elmo. So let's do this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Before we get to really bad ads, Jamie, if he crawls to the end of the driveway, make sure that doesn't happen because somebody will pick baby Luke up. Have that kind of neighborhood.
Somebody will definitely pick him up. You're right. So I've got a close eye on him.
Okay, good. They'll take him to the vet, try and get a microchip. I mean, you don't want
Mom of the year right here. I just need it in the yard. He'll be okay. We got a pool fence.
It is time for Really Bad Ads, a time of the week when our listeners submit really bad Craigslist ads to us, and we make fun of them. It's our favorite time of the week, too. And we have some terrific prizes today. Tell us what they are, Jennifer.
We have prizes from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment Salve and Spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective for the treatment of all manner of cuts and scrapes on your horse. Dr. Rose's is the must-have product here at HRN headquarters to keep PT Scooter's delicate white pasterns free from dew poisoning. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And also providing prizes for this week's Really Bad Ads, Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls and Licky Things help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall while at the same time providing them with much-needed minerals and nutrients that are not found in other treats or are left at the bottom of the feed bin. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats covered, too, with Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns. Every deliciously soft, squishy treat is individually wrapped, and your pockets don't get gummed up. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, and Squeezy Buns at your local tack store, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com.
Yeah, I got to put in a plug here for Dr. Rose's Remedies, because the other day I was wearing flip-flops, which I hardly ever do, but it's Florida, so I thought I'd embrace the culture. And I was wearing flip-flops and stepped, was out doing a project and stepped right into a fire ant nest. And ended up with about 20 bites on my one foot, which, if anybody knows what fire ants bites are like, they're absolutely horrendous. Then I had about 20 of them on the same foot. The first night, I literally wanted to cut my foot off. But I used Dr. Rose's all week, and now they're healing nicely. So thank you to Dr. Rose's for helping me not cut my foot off, which I really do.
Dr. Rose's may not help that if you cut your foot off.
No. It might make the scar look better, but that's about it in that case. Really Bad Ads. We have our first one. The names we are giving you are the names of our kind listeners who have looked through and scoured the Craigslist across the country to find the worst of the horsey ads. And Rachel Rosenthal sent this one in. Let's see if I can read half of this. And I really don't understand it. Maybe you can explain it when we're done. Finders Keepers, a.k.a. Charlie, is a rugged 16-hand, 6-year-old thoroughbred gelding with the wisdom of a 10-year-old.
Wow.
Former horse of Khal Drogo, warlord of the Dothkari people. He has been in regular lessons all winter and hardened in the fields of battle. Shown Trillium and has traveled to the Black Gates just to take a photo. An easy guy to bring along in your chosen discipline. Charlie is well behaved, but an intermediate advanced warrior would bring out his true potential. There's
what
our sentence.
The hell?
He lives outside 24/7 and enjoys time inside, though feels such time is reserved for the weak and timid. Great for farrier and vet, good on trails, sweet in the barn, superb at outrunning the Nazgul. Asking $5,000, but likely you'll want to pay more.
Never heard that one.
What was that about? I have no idea. Is this some kind of thing we don't know anything about? I thought
I
was a geek.
I know. I thought this would be right up your wheelhouse. I thought, this would be, LARPing and stuff. Maybe that's what it is. The LARPers are selling horses to each other on Craigslist, so.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That has SCA written all over it, which was the, what did that stand for?
Society for Creative Anachronism.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever that means. The next one was sent in by Jody. Jody sent in the next one, quarter paint cross gelding for the bargain price of $175.
Ooh.
Oh, he's up for adoption because this is Chance. He's up for adoption for $175. 4-year-old gelding, fold 8-4, 16-11, paint, quarter cross, very big, sweet boy, 15-3 hens, 1,090 pounds, in good health, recently farriered, very sweet on the ground, stout.
Well, Paul's taking for $175. I mean, geez.
What a deal. And then it gets to the nitty-gritty. Needs some more time under saddle. He does attempt to buck when a rider mounts, but will simmer down once you show him you're not going to allow it. And then later in the ride, he'll try to buck again. He will kick and has. My husband knows firsthand. He's a wild child, but he's only 4. He is a bit dominant with other horses, territorial, and has tantrums when he doesn't get his way, like kicking down a stall or tearing down a fence. Electric doesn't seem to faze him much either. Our 11-year-old child was going to show him in the 4-H this year, but he has proved he wasn't going to be a good fit for our small son. So we're adopting him out to a good home only and searching for another horse for our son. May even consider trades. Nothing over 10 years old. Must be broke, child safe, bomb-proof, traffic safe, etc. Good luck with that, whoever you are. Wow.
Was there anything right about this horse?
He's very stout. He's very stout, Glenn.
I love how they say he attempts to buck when you start, and then he gets good for a couple minutes, and then he'll buck again.
He kicked my husband. This is our kid's baby horse. That's not going to happen. Wow, that's
a, oh, and by the way, he's going to kick the crap out of every other horse in your farm.
He doesn't like to be stalled or fenced or anything like that either. So, but what a deal, $175.
Why not? I love how they couched it in an adoption. Didn't you love how they couched it in an adoption?
You know, I bet somebody will buy that horse for a bucking horse. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Good. That'd be good. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Amy, the Twin Tears horse. That's a weird name for somebody. Sent this one in. Quarter horse stud colt, $200 in West Monroe area. 14-month-old quarter horse colt, not halter broken, has one blue eye that is fully functional. Make offer. What happened to the other eye? What's up with you? Is the other eye brown and doesn't work?
Well, you know what? Somebody said this the other day. They had a horse with a blue eye when I was at that jumper show. The girl goes, well, he's not a great jumper. Hold on.
No. Uh-oh. He's heading out to the end of the lane.
There he goes.
That woman's driving by. She sees baby Luke sitting at the end of the lane. And she's I picked up the dog there yesterday. If I pick up the child, now what's going to happen to me? I'm so
big reward. Big reward. Now I have a screen door, and he was just pulling it down. And, like, some sort of Nature Channel thing happened because a baby bird fell out of a nest, and it's in the yard, and Boomer just walked too close to it, and two grackles just dive-bombed him. It was like, rah, rah. Boomer's like, oh, my God, what do I do? Tell me, buddy. They don't want the bird. They don't care.
And baby Luke is now heading toward the baby bird going, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I had to bring him in. You might hear a little more from him. I'm not going to let him get dive-bombed.
There's a war going on in your yard. Bird.
I know. This is crazy. I'm scared. All right. No, but see, I was at the jumper show, and the horse that she rode it so poorly, and every time he got to the fence, he would chip in, like, add a little stride, and he was a pain. And came out, and I'm like, well, yeah, she was like, he's getting the hang of it. Problem is, he's got that blue eye, so he has a hard time seeing.
Okay, Jennifer, like, explain this to us.
No explaining. You're an idiot. Yes, that's it. Exactly.
Okay, good. I thought I was missing a memo or something about blue eyes.
I'm sorry. Do blue-eyed people not see as well? Is that how it goes? Like, geez, don't pull that voice. Okay. Try not to get disconnected. All right, Kathleen's. Oh, I'm sorry. Uta, I know. Hi. Thank you. I don't want you to get hurt by the birds. I can't turn you out anymore.
There's a war. There's a war out there.
Going on. All right, so Uta sent in the next one. Horse for sale, $1. Ooh, another bargain. So you stopped to check out what I have to offer. So look no further, because when you see what I have to offer, you won't need to look anywhere else. Well, we have a gentle and gorgeous gelding for sale. Sure, he's a little older, but they get better with age, right? Plus, You don't have to worry about moody and witchy mares at that time of the month or worry about your neighbor stud paying her a visit. Trust me, it does happen. Just hop on and go. He has been a yard ornament for several years. You may have to refresh his memory, but I am sure he is still just gas and go. He is great with people in general. If you've always dreamed of having your own black beauty, he is it. He is a looker for sure. I know it says $1 for the price, but if I put down what I want, you might have skipped over this ad and you would have missed out big time. If you have seen that, you have to see this guy. So give me a buzz and let's see if we can't make a deal. I want him gone and you want a horse, so I may even consider trading for the right stuff. All of his stuff will go with him. Serious inquiries only. Don't waste my time. I'm sick of all the idiots online. Do not waste my time. For all of you that took the time to show interest in our gelding by reading the whole ad, his name is Jerry. That's a really good, really bad ad. Doug, credit. That was awesome.
That was funny. You may have to refresh his memory. It's been several years. Big Stout Horse for Sale was sent in by Kathleen in Sarasota. Oh, down there where Wendy lives. All right, this is the ad. It's just a couple of short sentences. His name is Tank. He is too much of a horse for me. He ride good. He rides great in the halter. I think he picks up all four legs.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, though.
Never tried it. They're too big. We're open to all offers on him. No low ballers, only reasonable offers. Thank you. Well, you know, one reasonable to one person is another reasonable to another. Yeah, it's just his name is Tank. That just tells you what kind of horse you're looking at. I think he picks up all four legs.
What's with Big Stout being like a selling point this week? There's always a theme, I swear.
Well,
oh my God.
I know. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Try and explain that.
I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay, so it says two-horse trailer with living quarters. And I don't know where the hell you people found this, but Andrea found a two-horse trailer with living quarters. And when it says, I have a two-horse trailer that is a camper, it says it's in good condition, that was converted. The horses go in the front, and there is living quarters in the back. It has a sink, stove, shower bed, hot water heater, freezer, and fridge, asking $1,500 or best offer. No reasonable offers will be turned down. That's because this thing is, I don't even know what it is. It's a camper, and they, like, hollowed out the front half, and they... Like,
that's what
sideways,
they did.
You can put, it looks like two horses, but, I mean, of course, they'd have to be, like, really compact horses. See, we got a lot of those for sale this time, too. So two horses in the front, it looks like the wall of the side of the camper, like, folds down into a ramp, and then you flip it up behind, I can't even, and the back half is, like, A camper. 1964, and right. The whole frame looks bent, and is there a solar panel on top of it? I don't know.
This is bizarre. This is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. And if you have, having had experience camping before, it's a tag-along camper, and you're right, it's probably from the 70s. And one of the things about these campers is they're not very well built. They're kind of shabby. There's no way in hell I would put my horse on the floor of a camper. Because they're not very well built, and they have carved out, you're right, the whole entire front of the camper. Whose idea was this?
I don't know. We got to post that on Facebook because we're not doing a good enough job of explaining this thing.
And they won $1,500 for it. Wow.
And I'm pretty sure they just tried to sell it as a two-horse bumper pull with living quarters. That's a nightmare is what that thing is. Good luck.
It's more like living quarters with a two-horse bumper pull. That's what it's more like.
It's a disaster is what it is. Wow.
$1,500. All right, I got another one. I got a car this time. Gina sent this one in. Car for a horse. 2000 Chevy Malibu. And if you don't know what a 2000 Chevy Malibu is, imagine a ghetto car with in multiple
colors. You're missing
colors.
Out.
That's
you're
right.
Missing out.
In multiple colors. I have never seen in recent history a Chevy Malibu that doesn't have a front quarter panel of different colors than the rest of the car. And that is the case with this car. You have a tan car with a black front quarter panel, and that would be where the accident happened, by the way. So,
of course.
It says it runs great, 140,000 miles, looking to trade for a horse. This is the opposite of what we usually get. I know.
Looking that never happens.
Looking to trade for a horse and everything you need to ride one. Plus $500 cash. So they want to trade this old crappy Chevy Malibu that's falling apart and barely runs and is multiple colors for a horse and a saddle and a bridle and $500 in cash.
Oh, my God. We're matchmakers. Have they met Jerry? Because Jerry comes with all his stuff.
That is true. Yeah. Ah, yep. And everything you need to ride one. That's a deal.
Uh-oh. Sorry. Had to run and save the baby from... I swear to you, all they do is try to kill themselves. They just, day after day.
Them and horses.
Stop. Them and horses. Come here. Sit, quiet. And they don't listen, just like horses, too. Awesome. Francine sent this one in. Pony for sale, $250 in Lithia. I think that's Georgia. Short and sweet, miniature pony for sale, gentle with kids and with other people, too. Thank God.
Gentle with kids, hates adults.
maybe it's a mate to adults, too. As I suspected, kids are not people in that case. Exactly. Talk to the one behind me. He's trying to kill himself. Hey, he's climbing on the furniture. I'm sorry. I'm trying to, watch the really bad ad and then turn around and watch the child.
All right, I'll do the next
one. Whose idea was this?
We asked you that when you first announced it, if you remember. Susan Salter sent in the following. For sale, 15.1, 17-year-old true black Morgan gelding. Not registered or papered, $1,000. Needs an advanced rider. A lot of that going around today. Likes to test you, and if unsured, he will spin on hindquarters. That will put literally 99% of riders on the ground. Guaranteed. Great trail horse. Keeps you on your toes. Just what you want. A trail horse that keeps you on your toes. Goes through water, over bridges, jumps obstacles, and likes to go, with or without you. No, I added that part. My 16-year-old has been riding in bareback around the house. That's inside the house. He can be difficult to catch, but will free lunge around you and then just stops. Was told previous owner couldn't catch him. I love how this ad makes everything sound like it should be that way. He free lunges. That sounds like a wonderful thing.
That means he runs away.
Around and around you and laughing at you the whole time. Very easy keeper and likes to lead on trails, which means do not put him second. He goes off leg cues, plow reins, and neck reins. What's plow reins?
When you pull right and pull left.
Oh, I never heard it called plow reins before. Needs work backing. He has not had a Coggins or Stotts this year. Big surprise. Right now, he is the only horse. Must sell as soon as possible. I will sell him with his bridle. Well, that makes it all worthwhile.
Hey, maybe they need a car.
Yes.
There we go.
Perfect match.
Man, yeah. Perfect.
Are you okay? You want me to read the next one? Or you're right.
Do the next one, and I'll do the last one. God, this is so fun. Okay, carry on.
Antique horse wagon sent in by James. Antique horse wagon carriage buggy plus new and old parts in Cocoa, Florida. Horse-drawn wagons and parts for sale. Antique late 1800s St. Augustine, Florida, three-seat Surrey wagon. She is a great wagon, an awesome piece of history. Too cool and a little creepy. I sit in her sometimes and she has a vibe. It's a good vibe, but it's there. I'm just saying. Needs to go. Open to offers. So basically the title should have said Haunted
Creepy.
Antique Horse Wagon.
Right?
Somebody died in this wagon, and it's haunted in St. Augustine, which is kind of haunted to begin with.
Augustine is
a place for it.
Yeah. St. Augustine is where I got married, and just for fun, we did one of those ghost tours. All of us, it's a haunted pub crawl. And all I know is they gave us some sort of, tachometer or something, and you would walk around, and it would go tick, 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 and you're like, oh, oh, my God, here's a ghost. And the guy was like, you're under a power line. Like, that was it.
Did you see the carriage ghost while you were there?
Dude, I got so drunk halfway through that thing because you go to, you bar hop and look for ghosts. It was quite entertaining, and it was my wedding weekend, you know.
Yeah. So she doesn't remember it.
I don't even remember. Bryce Wilson sent this one in, fast horse for sale. Fast horse. Brock is about a 17 hand, is about 17 hands, and is tall as heck. And he's...
Oh, and baby Luke does not like Brock.
He does not like Brock. He is tall as heck. He has only one speed. Fast. He rides. Stop. Glenn, you can read it. I'm sorry.
All right. Fast horse for sale, $1,000. Brock is about 17 hands and is tall as heck. He only has one speed. Fast. He rides both disciplines. He rides both disciplines, but prefers Western and doing barrels. Brock will make a hell of a good competitor in any speed show. I do mounted shooting and barrels on him, and he always gets ribbons. He also jumps, but a rider needs to be experienced and careful because speed and jumps don't always mix well. Recent injury necessitates quick sale.
Whose injury? The horse or the rider?
I think that was the rider, and you'd never put that at the end because that really doesn't invoke confidence in the horse. Reach an injury.
Okay, that's hilarious.
I like that one. There's so many good, really bad ads today. Do you want us to pick a winner? Do you want us to go deal with your situation?
I gotta go. Yeah, you guys okay. Are in charge. I love Utah's. I thought that was pretty funny.
All right, good. We'll put in a vote for Utah's then. All right,
okay,
thanks, Jamie. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Go Chrome! Stay under the gel. Bye.
There goes Jamie. Well, we have to pick a winner, some winners here, Jennifer, and we have a couple of prizes. We have Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack that we have to pick a winner for. Did you have a favorite?
Dr. Rose's should go to Bryce because there is a recent injury there.
That's true. That's true. And we're obviously going to need some Dr. Rose's. So, Bryce Wilson, you get the Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack, which is going to come in absolutely handy if you're stupid like me and stand right in a fire ant nest.
Yeah.
Wearing nothing but flip-flops. And
yeah.
Then we have Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Ball and Licky Things. Where should that go, do you think?
I think Uncle Jimmy's Gina. And her multicolored car.
Oh, okay. So we'll give it to the car. Gina, I don't know how you say your last name, Gina, so I won't bother because I'll just embarrass myself. So Gina wins that. And then, you know, Jamie voted for Uta. So Uta, we're going to give you a terrific consolation prize, and we will ship it out to you straight from the Ocala National headquarters here of Horse Radio Network.
There we go.
Do you know what that means, really, in really bad ad talk? It means we have no idea what we're sending you, Uta, but we will definitely...
She's gonna get a box of old horse show ribbons out of my closet. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. She can make. Mm-hmm. She can do a craft project with them.
Yeah. She can have her very own show career right there in that box.
We'll find something for you, Uta. I think Uta has won almost everything that we have.
Pretty much. Honest.
Yeah. Uta has been our biggest winner to date on the show, hands down.
That's right.
For sure.
World record holder.
And Jennifer's going to post on our Facebook page the camper/horse trailer.
Done. It's up there.
Okay, good. Because that is something. That is something. Oh, and Uta says she loves horse show ribbons. So there you go, Jennifer.
See? There we go.
She's right on the ball today. Thank you, Uta, for submitting. We really appreciate it. And thank you to everybody. If you want to send an ad in to Really Bad Ads, send it to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. Put Really Bad Ads in the subject line and copy and paste the entire ad into the email. Pictures, everything. And that's the only way it really works. If you send a link, they die before Jennifer gets to them because it might be a couple weeks. So definitely copy the entire ad into the email that you send out. We really appreciate it. Well, everybody, it is the big weekend. We're all going to be on pins and needles till tomorrow evening. NBC is carrying it. Jennifer will start watching, what, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the race is until almost 7. So right. She will be there sitting in front. And if I interrupt her for any reason whatsoever, I will get glared at.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't talk to her. You just ignore her. You bring drinks mm-hmm. and food by every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And then
just
she's
set
happy.
Down the tray and keep moving.
Keep moving. That's right. Don't, unless I'm going to sit and be quiet and watch, which I do about an hour before the race, because I can pretty much get everything I need in the repeats that you watch all day long.
Right. I'm glad we understand each other.
So that's happening tomorrow. We'll, of course, have all kinds of coverage of that on Monday morning show here live on Horses in the Morning at 9 a.m. So be sure to join us then. We have the Endurance Show coming up next Tuesday. So Karen will be back. She has a bunch of fun guests planned. So we'll be back here with the Endurance Show, one of our most popular episodes we do every single month. That's about it for us. Check out all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network on our app, iOS or Android. Search for Horse Radio Network. You'll find it. It's free. It's easy. All the shows are out. Dressage Show will be coming out here shortly. We had a lot of fun shows on the network here this week, so hop on over. Check them out. Thank you, Jennifer, for all of your work putting the guests together. Be safe. Wear your helmet. Woohoo! It's Friday! Come on! Go California Chrome!